there's a change taking place in Germany's government. For the first time in almost 60 years, a right-wing nationalist party has won seats in the nation's parliament. What will change? The country's leader, Chancellor Angela Merkel, will keep her job. She was re-elected to a fourth term. But Sunday's election wasn't good news for her or her majority alliance in parliament. And here's why. In 2015, more than 1 million migrants and refugees entered Germany. Not all Germans supported Chancellor Merkel's decision to welcome them. And Alternative for Germany, a relatively new political party, made opposition to immigration part of its platform. The party is also opposed to Islam, saying the religion, quote, does not belong to Germany. It calls Muslims a danger to the country, and it opposes same-sex marriage. Last year, a series of terrorist attacks in Germany increased support for Alternative for Germany, and it's projected to have won 13% of Sunday's nationwide vote. That would make it the third biggest faction in Germany's parliament. All the other parties say they will not work with Alternative for Germany to form a coalition, an alliance of different parties working together. And analysts say it's not certain how the party will influence German politics, but they'll be closely watched since Germany has Europe's largest economy and significant influence worldwide. Hurricane Maria has weakened to a Category 2 storm, but it's still spinning in the Atlantic, and it could possibly affect the North Carolina coast on Wednesday morning. From there, it's expected to head out over the ocean. Maria has affected millions throughout the Caribbean, and much of Puerto Rico, a U.S. island territory where 10 people were killed, is still without power. Recovery, and a place whose economy was already in bad shape, could take years.